Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Psalm chapter 145, verse 4. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. That is a verse that every parent needs to hide within our hearts. But I would not just say parents or grandparents, but every one of us in the church. One generation shall commend your works, O God, to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. This is a picture we see all throughout the Psalms and all throughout Scripture. That the next generation will not know the works and the worth of God if the previous generation doesn't commend his works to them. Declare his mighty acts to them. And those words commend and declare are so important. So it's not just tell. It's not just talking here. Because there's a way to talk about God's works that can be, well, frankly, kind of boring and dry. The whole picture here is one generation shall commend, like exalt and praise and brag on and boast in God's works to another. That's the picture here. So mom, dad, grandmom, granddad, like your duty, responsibility, and privilege. My duty, responsibility, and privilege as a dad is to commend God's works to my children. To not just tell them what God has done, but tell them with zeal about what God has done. To boast in what God has done. To commend what God has done to them. To declare his mighty acts to them. To tell them how awesome God is. And not just moms and dads and grandmoms and granddads, but all of us in the church. To look at the next generation. So just look at generation or two generations or even three generations for some behind you and think, how can I commend God's works to them? Like, we must do this. We must do this from one generation to another. So God, help us, we pray, to commend your works to succeeding generations. God, we pray for children right now in our lives, in our churches. We pray for children in our homes. We pray for teenagers. We pray even for young adults and just those who are one generation behind us. God, we pray that you would use our lives to commend your works to them. Help us to tell them how awesome you are, how mighty your acts are, how worthy you are. May they hear that from our lips. May they see that in our lives. God, I pray that every one of our kids who's represented, some are listening to this right now. I pray that even right now, every child, every student who's listening to this would hear God is awesome. His works are mighty. His acts are beyond our comprehension, and he's worthy of all praise and all worship. And God, that you would cause that message to resound from our lips and resound from our lives and resound in our homes and resound in our churches. God, help us to be faithful to commend your works to the next generation, to coming generations, to declare your mighty acts, that they might know you and fear you and love you and worship you and follow you and trust you and surrender their lives to you and spend their lives making your glory known among the nations. God, we pray that that would be the fruit of our lives, that succeeding generations would be making disciples of the nations as a result of our lives, because we have commended your works to them. God, please, may that be so. I pray for that in my home. God, I pray for that in my home. I pray for that in the church family I'm a part of. God, raise up a generation who loves you, desires you, glorifies you, spends their lives making your glory known in all the earth. God, please cause that to be the fruit of our lives. Lord, don't let this commendation of your works stop with us. Cause this commendation of your works to spread through us, that our children, our children's children, and their children, the children yet unborn, to use language from Psalm 78, would know you one day because of how we commended your works in our day. God, may it be so, we pray, that generations to come might know and love and worship and experience you and your mighty acts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.